You know, we introduced you to a new book yesterday, The Value of Hawaii 3, Hulihia, The Turning, is a new collection of essays on the future of life in the islands. They're meant to spur discussion on topics that Hawaii needs to address. Noelani Goodyear Kaupua is one of the editors of the book and chair of the University of Hawaii at Manoa's Department of Political Science. She spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai about the essay that she wrote for the book, discussing independence.
The title of my contribution to the volume is Ku'oko'a Independence. And, you know, we're looking toward La Ku'oko'a, which is Hawaiian Independence Day, so November 28th. So La Ku'oko'a is a day that remembers the historical recognition by important powers of the world recognizing Hawaii's independence as a country, as an equal in terms of sovereignty with countries like England and France and the U.S. So my piece is both trying to introduce the book and introduce the theme of Hulihia and how this moment of Hulihia is really giving us an opportunity to just rethink where we're at. But the other thing that I try to get at is in the piece is for us to think about what it could mean for Hawaii to be independent once again, both politically independent, but the collection as a whole is really also thinking together about how to generate more economic independence, you know, how to not only exert our independence as a country, but as communities, you know, at the community level as well, no matter what the political status is in terms of our relationship with the U.S. or any other imperial power. So this moment of the pandemic and of climate changing and global uprising in support of the value of Black lives, you know, really has given us this moment to see the fragility of the various systems that we live within currently. And so one of the things that I say in that piece is that no matter how we feel about the U.S. occupation of Hawaii, about Hawaii's relationship with the United States, we need to consider the long-term future that these islands will at some point be independent again. And even though many, many people take for granted that Hawaii is the quote-unquote 50th state, we know from looking at the long view of history that empires do not last forever. And particularly when we're thinking about the kinds of global level shifts that we are seeing already in the world today, how can we be prepared for that? You know, whether that happens or not, how can we be prepared so that our communities are as resilient as possible to be thriving and healthy under whatever political regime we find ourselves? So that piece that I contributed is really just proposing something both quite straightforward and simple, but also infinitely complex, which is that we need to start talking about Hawaiian political independence as a possible future.
Do you think this is something that we'll see in our lifetimes, or is there someone who's already born that will be able to see Hawaiian political independence before they pass away?
So I can't predict the future about when this will happen, but what I can say is that there have been, again, in the long view of human history, there is no empire that has lasted forever, right? The Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire, you know, various incredibly powerful societies have the British Empire, right, which at one point the sun never set on the British Empire, have all at some point receded in some way. And we have to, it behooves us as a community, whether you would like that or not, whether you would think that was a great thing or a horrible thing, it's important for us to think about and consider that as a real possibility that we should prepare for in some way. Yeah, even if it's just talking about how would we deal with that, right? We have conversations when it comes to thinking about agriculture, for example. What would happen if ships stopped coming and we had to suddenly produce more food for ourselves? Or, you know, what if as climate is changing, we have to make this massive shift in our source of energy? You know, we're just talking about a different sector or a different aspect of our life, which is politics. And so I think whether you think it could be a good thing or not, it's necessary for us to actually consider that possibility. I mean, look, there were all of these people, right, just prior to the election who were talking about what if there's a civil war in the United States that comes out of this deep, deep division that still remains on the U.S. continent. How would that impact Hawaii? You know, that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. We don't want that, right? I don't want the U.S. to be in the midst of a huge civil war. But if that were to happen, how would we deal with it? You know, how would we continue to take care of ourselves? Would we also be polarized to that point? I'd like to think that in Hawaii we have very different kinds of values. And for me, seeing the way that some of the political conflict has played out in the U.S. and really the very kind of overt white supremacy that we've seen rise in the last 4 years, you know, I would like to think that Hawaii and the values that we have here would always protect us, or would keep us, that we would want to protect those values that we share that make our community strong, that we take care of one another, that we look across differences, that we have families that come from various kinds of backgrounds. You know, what if things got to the point on the U.S. continent where it was so polarized that people couldn't get beyond that? So those are the kinds of questions that, you know, I'm sure it will. I mean, the whole theme of Hulihia is that it's not meant to be comfortable, right? Hulihia are explosive, incredibly transformative events. And so my piece isn't meant to be comforting, or it's meant to be provocative of discussion. And if those discussions are explosive, and as long as they are vigorous and they're grounded in, you know, fact and research and those kinds of things, I think it can be positive.
That was Noelani Goodyear Kaupua, editor of the book, The Value of Hawaii 3, talking about Hawaiian Independence, a day which is being marked this Saturday.